Yo, welcome to the motherfucking podcast I was motherfucking talking about, nigga. We back, we really, nigga, we really out here. I know what the fuck going on, man, but yeah, man, it's a lot of shit, man. Nigga gotta get off his chest type shit. A lot of shit, nigga been through back since fucking, I've been at this motherfucker. In 98, nigga. The fuck you talking about, nigga? I'm getting all this shit off my chest, nigga. But nah. But yeah, man, it's a lot of shit, man. You know, as far as these fucking... First off, these fucking movies and shit that's coming out. Man, they coming out with all the good shit. And of course, I have to fucking be in fucking college when all the good shit come out. But when I wasn't in college, all the whack fucking movies and shit was coming out. Wasn't nobody fucking talking about nothing. You know what I mean? But hey, it's what the fuck ever. But I'ma catch these movies somehow. They coming out with fucking Lion King, fucking nigga what? Nigga fucking Godzilla. What else? Lion King, Godzilla, Child's Play coming out, that shit. Well, we gonna talk about Child's Play, but Ma coming out. Fucking yeah, I don't know if I mentioned Toy Story. Which not, but I'm pretty sure I did. But if I didn't mention it, fucking Toy Story coming out. But I want to fucking talk about this Chucky movie. That shit look fucking trash. Well, I ain't gonna say the movie look trash. The way they made this nigga fucking look, son. That nigga like a fucking whole girl. Like, if you watch like the old fucking Chucky movies and shit from 92. That nigga look weird. Like, they doing all... I feel like all the shit they doing now, like, movie remakes and all, they making, like, the characters and shit look weird. I'm not feeling that shit, man. What the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all niggas is fucking wilding. Like... But, yeah, man, these fucking movies coming out and shit. I heard they coming out, too, with fucking Lilo Sick. That motherfucker, the way they made this nigga look, too. That's another thing. Lilo Stitch, too, the way they made him look and shit, that shit look horrible. Fucking a lot of this shit coming out look horrible. But, excuse me. You can't judge a book by its fucking cover. So, yeah, that's what that is. But all the movies, though, I might still, you know, give them a chance type shit. But, yeah, man. Y'all give him a chance. I'ma see what it do though. But yeah, another thing, man. Y'all know, man, nigga been fucking attending fucking Albany State and shit for like a week now. This shit really cool as fuck. Like, this shit ain't bad and stressful and shit. I thought it would be. Like, the work is fucking easy and shit. Everybody cool as fucking had one negative vibe and shit since I've been here. You know, got me a little roommate named Najul. He like a little brother and shit, but he like annoying as fuck. he get on my nerves sometimes, but he like my family fucked up. But yeah, made hella friends. Fucking first day, nigga. Nigga was making hella friends and shit out here. But yeah, man, this shit really cool as fuck. Like, it's like so far one of the best experience type shit. Like, I never fucking, since I've been in, like, high school and shit, like, fuck high school, nigga, elementary, nigga, middle, all the times before I came to college, I never really had as much friends as I did in school. Like, here in Albany, it is the most friends I ever made in, like, a fucking school, period. All my motherfucking history are gone type shit. But, yeah, it's like, this shit really cool. I love this shit so far. Like, this shit really cool. I did kind of cap. Like, I wasn't gonna be homesick. And I left fucking Atlanta. Everybody was, you gonna be homesick? You gonna be this, that? I'm like, man, no the fuck I ain't, nigga. I'm gonna be fucking straight. Like, shit gonna be cool. Like, for real. Like, yeah, shit really cool here. Like, when I gotta leave, this shit gonna be heartbreaking as fuck. But at the same time, I'm gonna miss home type shit. So I'll go back home, I'm gonna be hyped as a motherfucker. Like, for real though. But yeah, man, this shit really cool. Oh yeah, and two, Yeah. I ain't really been on the music shit. Y'all know me. I listen to my 90s shit. So, I don't really fuck with the music and all that shit like that. No, I only fuck with the fucking KRS-One, fucking Biggie, goddamn fucking Tupac, nigga. That's all the shit I listen to. So, music industry and shit, I ain't really been, like, on top of. But I've been, like, watching type shit. I've been witnessing what the fuck going on. But, like, But, yeah, the music, as far as the music industry, it's a lot of hot shit, you feel me, coming out. It's not shit that I was like, oh, shit, that shit is fucking hard. Like, let me listen to that shit. But, nah, it's, like, a lot of hot shit been coming out. I see, like, you feel me, like, see Megan Thee Stallion and shit on top of their shit. Like, fucking, it's a lot of people. Fucking Cardi B on top of her shit. It's a few. DaBaby on top of his shit. The boy, I can't cold heart. Quit playing with me, boy. Nah, I'm just playing. but fucking, yeah, a lot of people. I noticed, too. I noticed, like, a lot of fucking females and shit, they taking over the game. So, it's, like, really, yeah, it's, like, females, they taking over this rap shit. I ain't gonna lie. That's one fucking thing I've been low-key seeing, but I ain't, like, really get to address. But, like, yeah, it's a lot of females taking over. Like, niggas, what we doing? There ain't really no niggas making hits no more. Like, come on now. And I'm gonna say that shit to myself, too, because I'm an upcoming rapper, too, type shit. But, yeah, man, females, nah, female, these fucking females, these niggas are taking over. Believe it or not, like it or motherfucking not, but, yeah, these females, they're taking over shit right now. But, yeah, music industry, it's like, Doki too, I think, like, back in, like, I say about 06, 07, 08, it's like, a lot of, like, the music was fucking really straight whack. Like, shit was really just nothing but dance music, like, as far as hip-hop go. I feel like nowadays, like, 2010, shit started getting more lyrical and shit. Like, niggas care. But I see now, I ain't gonna hate on this generation, because I see niggas care more about bars and shit than they did in, like, 07, 08. 07, 08, that nigga, that was really my boy for fucking real. Like, it's a lot of shit nowadays, you know, coming out as hard as fuck. It's like, ever since the 2010s hit, it's like, music got back straight, but it ain't get all the way back straight. Niggas started getting lyrical and shit again, so, yeah, this day age, I fuck with this day age music. It's a lot of shit. Nah, there's a lot of niggas I don't like. It's a lot of niggas be on that fugazi shit. We ain't gonna even speak on that. But, yeah, it's a lot of talent and shit out here since, like, 2010s started. I was to really say, oh, hey, oh, hey, you had that crank that bad, man. Shawty on it, G. We in that crank that soldier one, that bullshit. But, yeah, it's a lot of good shit coming out now. Salute to my nigga Kendrick, J. Cole. You know, they keeping the hip-hop lyrical shit alive type shit. Oh, yeah, but. Too, yeah, I'm an aspiring rapper myself. A lot of people be like,
you sound like J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, or Andre 3000. I'm like, oh, salute my nigga. Niggas here
at this school, you know, I'm in Albany and shit. Niggas here be like, yeah, you sound like Andre and shit. Yeah, it's like, that's what happens when you listen to fucking number 90 shit. That's why I fuck with 90s shit. I feel like if it wasn't for me listening to 90s shit, I wouldn't be as talented as I am now. Like, shit would have just been, I would have just been some average ass rapper probably making regular dance music just to make a motherfucking hit. Because niggas do that. It fucking happens. But yeah, the music industry, shit, straight hip hop is kind of back, somewhat. It's like a in between as far as how good hip hop is and how it's evolving right now in fucking 2010s as we speak. But yeah, that's all my views on that shit. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fucking dumb shit in society. I heard the Boondocks and shit was coming back. Yo, when that shit come back, cuz, that shit gonna be hard. So much shit going on in, like, society and shit, bro, that niggas really got, like, niggas really have to fucking speak on that shit. Like, niggas don't really speak on that shit like that. Like, as far as fucking, you know, from fucking Young Buck being that trendy, from fucking, it's a lot of shit going on. It's so much shit, I can't even fucking name all of it, bro. It's so much shit going on. The fucking society, the industry, fucking, all the way to fucking politics, nigga. It's a lot of shit going on, cuz. For real, fucking, all the way to Donald Trump dickhead ass being in the motherfucking office. It's like, yeah, it's a lot of nut ass shit going on in this industry. As my cousin Glenn would say, you know, he do his own podcast too, y'all go fuck with it. But like, yeah, it's a lot of crazy shit. It's like fucking niggas getting caught up with trannies, niggas doing anything for the motherfucking fame. And so these fucking industry niggas, man, listen. Man, these niggas is fucking wearing purses and shit just for the fame. It's a lot of shit going on. Niggas, a lot of niggas is doing fugazi ass shit now, man. Nigga Pimp C said it before anybody. Like, he was like, y'all niggas. Hey, listen, hey, look, yeah, before I go any further, it's nothing against the LGBT community. Like, I'm the guy, like, nigga, it's a hell of fucking gay people. I don't discriminate, you feel me? Like, nigga, if you gay, you gay, nigga, you like what you like. But as Pimp C said, RP, a lot of y'all niggas be acting like y'all straight up fucking G niggas, and y'all really ain't. Y'all be acting like y'all straight up G's, and y'all niggas be in the closet and on the low and don't want to come out with it, bro. And when shit come out and hit the fan, y'all niggas want to be on that bullshit. Want to be, oh man, we ain't with that. Nah, man, ain't that gay shit, man. There's rumors and all. Nah, fuck that. Y'all niggas is really sweet on the low, man. If you fucking gay, man, just admit that shit. There's a lot of these industry niggas who gazy, man. They coming out of the motherfucking closet. Later, hell. But yeah, it's a lot of shit going on, man. As far as fucking, even fucking, a lot too, that been going on. It's something that we shared. It's something that this generation shared way back in like the early 90s. Fucking goddamn cops, man. These niggas is the biggest motherfucking gang in America right now, yo. Like, these niggas is, these niggas really killing niggas and beating niggas up. Like, see, in the 90s, niggas was getting beat up and shit by the cops, like, and just harassed. Like, it's like nowadays, niggas, like, these fucking cops, they killing us, like, nigga, left and fucking right. That shit is crazy. Like, bro, that shit is wild. Like, them niggas is the biggest fucking gang in America right now, yo. Like, niggas is still getting lynched. No, it's so much shit that was going on. It's so much shit that's going on with black people now that we facing, that we up against. And, like, we just been fucking going through it, man. Us as fucking black, we been going through this shit since the 1800s, man. It's just, like, now shit is worse. And, like, we dying behind shit. Like, in the 90s and shit, niggas used to get just called hateful words and shit back in, like, the 90s and shit. I ain't gonna say 1600 and shit, niggas was getting killed, too. I'm talking about, like, in, like, the 90s, 80s and shit. Niggas just getting shit talked by white people and shit. But, man, nowadays, we ain't fucking killed by a cop. Like, nigga, a fucking traffic ticket costs your whole motherfucking life. Like, that shit is fucking wild, yo. Like, that shit is really crazy. Like, it's fucking, like, it's like every time I go out my door and I see a fucking cop car, it's like, yo, this could be my motherfucking, this shit could be my last fucking day. Like, I could not fucking probably live on after this shit. Like, shit really bugged out here. Like, y'all niggas don't understand, man. For real. Like, yeah, man, what black people is up against nowadays. Y'all, we've been up against shit. Like, for real. A lot of black men and black women, too, go through shit, man. Fucking black women, they get put through a lot. They get degraded by these niggas sometimes, by us. So we gotta stop that shit, man. We gotta fucking stay with our black girls, man. Because y'all niggas dating these white girls and shit. Y'all niggas is wildin'. Fuck y'all doing with these fucking white girls and shit, man. Niggas is fucking, oh, man, I don't fuck with black girls and all that. Nigga, Black girls are shit. I just want to say that. I just want to put that out there, man. Black girls are shit, man. I'm going to never stop fucking with you. Yeah. Y'all get on my fucking nerves. Shit, y'all do. Y'all ratchet too. Y'all annoy you, nigga. But black girls are shit, man. I don't know why y'all niggas is dating these fucking white girls and shit. But hey, it's you. Get your money, nigga. I ain't motherfucking tripping. But yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Too. Ladies, I understand that how y'all be with, like, black men and shit. Like, we should stick with our black girls and all that. I understand where y'all be coming from when y'all say that. But listen, y'all, too, a lot, y'all be like, y'all gonna fuck with white boys and shit. Do that, do this, do that. Listen, if you fuck with white boys and shit, and you gonna fucking make threats towards black niggas and be like, yeah, I ain't fucking with y'all no more. I'ma fuck with white boy type shit. Listen, if you fuck with a white boy, don't be fucking mad at a nigga fucking with a white girl. Please, because y'all are the biggest fucking, like, y'all fucking literally boast about that shit all fucking day. Talking about some y'all gonna move on to a white boy and shit. Soon as a motherfucking black man posts you with a white girl, not saying it's right, because a nigga shouldn't be with a black girl. Y'all heard what I said in my previous few words. But my only issue is if a nigga like white girls, let him like fucking white girls. I mean, like, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's right. But I'll never fucking hold no nigga off a fucking building ledge for that shit. I wouldn't be like, oh, you date white girls, nigga, fuck you, you a bitch. All that, like, nigga, nah, date who you date. It's just like, I think black girls are shit, y'all. We need to stop fucking shit on them, because they really the shit. It ain't nothing like no black girl. But back to y'all, what y'all black girls be doing? Like, y'all can't say y'all moving on, dating fucking white boy and shit. Soon as a nigga do it, y'all on that nigga head. Like, soon as a nigga post you with a white girl, y'all, oh, this nigga, oh, black power, yo, you fucking with them white girls and shit. Like, don't get mad if you the same female doing that shit. Like, if you the same female saying you gonna fuck with white boys and shit, don't be mad when another nigga, when a black nigga fuck with a white girl. Like, that's one fucking shit I wanted to address. Like, I'm with y'all. I think all black girls should not be left alone. Like, that's just my opinion. I love black girls. I'll never, ever, ever stop fucking with black girls type shit. But yeah, that's that. Oh yeah, other thing. Yeah, off this topic too. Fucking speak back to this college shit. So I know, yeah, y'all freshmen is coming in the fall. Well, coming in the fall for Albany. I'm talking about, like, any freshman that's going to any fucking university in the motherfucking country. I'm gonna just give y'all a little bit of fucking advice. Y'all fucking come in here, bro. Because I'm a freshman, my motherfucking self. Even though I graduated 2017, I'm over here. I shouldn't be no freshman. But y'all freshmen, man, don't come here and be on that quiet, lonely shit. Niggas is going to fuck with you. The people are going to fucking come at you if you on that quiet, dumb shit. Like, just be yourself when you come here. Don't be all acting all timid and all that shit. Because motherfuckers ain't with that. I'm going to just tell you that right now. I mean, not saying I experienced it, because when I first got on this motherfucker, I was talking to everybody. But from my experiences, yeah, don't be quiet and shit. And stay on top of your motherfucking financial fucking aid. Because that's some serious ass shit. Please, Lord, I'm just fucking asking you. Please, stay on top of your financial aid shit, cuz. For real, like, shit is really crazy out here. For real, like, y'all niggas really gotta stay on top. Because these niggas will evict you out of this motherfucker so fast, bro, in college. Stay on top of that shit, man. Especially that motherfucking promissory fucking note, bro. Stay on top of all that shit, bro. Because these niggas will kick you out. And niggas will act like niggas will not give a fuck how wrong they is for doing that shit. Because I've been through that shit. Like, I did my financial aid and all that shit. Come to find out, my stupid ass forgot to do the fucking promissory note. These niggas called me. It was like, yeah, you got to be out of here by Monday, 10 a.m. I was like, 10 a.m.? What? Yeah, 10 a.m., you got to be out of here. So, yeah, I'm like, 10 a.m., I ought to be out of here. Like, what the fuck for? come to find out, it was like, yeah, you ain't do the promissory note. So I did the promissory note, got that shit done. Now my classes and shit back reinstated. Please, freshmen, stay on top of y'all shit, bro, because they will kick y'all out this motherfucker. They don't give a fuck. I just witnessed the motherfucker leave because of the same shit. Thank God I fucking went, took a bus all the way to fucking West Campus and shit, because it's two sides of the universities. East Campus and West Campus, all the way on the other side of fucking town. I don't know, that shit is stupid to me. But, yeah. I'm going to just tell y'all, man, just stay on top of y'all financial aid and shit. Any freshman that's going to college and shit, please. Because, boy, that's going to be a waste of motherfucking money. I am telling you. Thank God, me, I fucking took the bus to West Campus, and I got all that shit situated. Stay on top of y'all shit. Make phone calls. Ignore y'all fucking school, bro. Because niggas will kick y'all out over that financial aid shit. That shit is serious shit. It's to the point where, like, nigga, I'm gonna tell you, nigga, look up fucking financial aid steps and see what you gotta fucking complete, cause, nigga, shit is really crazy out this motherfucker. But yeah, man, guess that's gonna wrap up my podcast and shit. But man, you know, it's a lot of shit, and there's gonna be plenty more episodes. I think I'm gonna drop like every Friday. So yeah. Here's what it is, man. Just make sure y'all tune in, man. Fuck with me for real. Maximilian, ATL, Southwest, on 4. I don't know what the fuck going on. Harmony, nigga. I'm out of here. 5,000. Nigga.